My friend Rabbi Meir Simcha Stromer sent me a text last week where he said that one of his Talmidim in Ida Crown, by a fellow by the name of Zeke Zwelling, asked him the following shaila. He wanted to know whether he's allowed to eat both milchigs and fleishigs with the same braces on and with the same retainer, and whether one has to be careful about this. Is there a nita kasher in between in some way or another? So sometimes you have a shaila where you know what the answer is going to be. You just have to figure out how we get to that answer. And this is a shaila that comes up certainly for Hilchos Pesach as well. My brother told me years ago he attended a question-answer session pre-Pesach with Rabbi Heinemann in Baltimore, and someone raised their hand and asked, how do I kasher my braces for Pesach? And Rabbi Heinemann, without even cracking a smile, said, you preheat your oven to 450 degrees and you stick your head inside for an hour. But the question is, why isn't there some sort of, or is there some sort of kashering that's required? And the question could be broadened. Forget about braces and forget about retainers. What about teeth itself? What about our mouths? We know we don't have to kasher our mouths within, that we're allowed to eat fleishigs and milchigs within 24 hours of each other. The Gemara Chulin tells us that it was an unusual chumrah that one of the Amoraim had, that he waited 24 hours after eating fleishigs before eating milchigs, but we're kechala bar chamra legabe avua. We're not on such a madrega. We don't do that. But doesn't it trafe up our mouth? So lest you think that such a discussion is a silly discussion to have, all of the gedolei haposkim have had this discussion. Certainly in the last century about dentures, about braces, about these kinds of things. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, when he was very young, when he was still a bacher, wrote up a very long shaila to the Chaznish, but she'elas chacham is chati tshuva, and in this case, it was a tshuva shlema. He wrote an entire tshuva to the Chaznish, to which the Chaznish never responded. And in the Sefer Shalmei Moed, it says that the Chaznish, Rav Greinman said that the Chaznish had told people around him that the tshuva was already there. Rav Shlomo Zalman wrote it up so beautifully that there was nothing to respond to, and it was later published in the second volume of Mincha Shlomo on this topic. Our very own Rabbi Eitan Schnall wrote about this topic in Pesach to Go in the year Tavshin Ayin Zayin. So this is a serious topic that requires serious treatment. So first of all, let's describe what the problem is. What's the issue? So the primary issue is that there is a principle in Halacha called Tam Ke'ikr that many of you, you're all probably familiar with at this point of the year, that tells us that we have to be concerned about blios in Kelim. So the same should apply to teeth and dentures and braces and retainers. The Gemara Nevel Dezara Daf Ayin Vav tells us that a pot with trefa blios that are already pogum after 24 hours still need to be kashered, midrabanan, because of gezera inu ben yomo to ben yomo. And even if you rely on what Tosus writes in the Sechs of Odezara, that Peshas Ad Chak, in extremely pressing circumstances, you could rely on tam pogum without first kashering, that would only allow after 24 hours when it actually becomes a tam pogum. But within 24 hours, what's our heter? Nosin tam lefgam is particularly problematic when it comes to Pesach, because the Ramah is machmir for the Shitas HaRashbam that's quoted by Naram Rutenberg to not rely on nosin tam lefgam for Pesach. That Ramah in Siman Taf Mem Zayin Sif Yud says that we aser blios even after 24 hours when it comes to Pesach. So let's first discuss the heter of teeth, and then the heter of everything else, because teeth is obviously going to be the easier heter, because that has to be mutter. The Chassam Sofer has a tshuva in Siman Sadi Dalid, where he was asked about the kashrus of an unusual case. A chicken, a live chicken, had fallen into a large vat of hot butter, and then was quickly removed from the vat of butter. So it's really a double shayla. The butter now has tam of Eivir Min HaChai in it, and the chicken has tam of butter. So if they shuck the chicken, then it's a milchiga chicken. So the Chassam Sofer says that which the body absorbs while alive is never aser. That there's no real blios while there's still life to something. I mean, for example, with your finger you can touch hot food, hot fleishig food, and then within 24 hours touch hot milchig food and your finger didn't become treif. We don't assume that there are blios that pass through a live body. And l'chora, the same would apply to teeth. There's a tshuva in the Beis Yitzchak where he questions maybe teeth, the makeup of teeth is different and it's less a critical part of the body as other parts of the body. But nevertheless, that seems to be That seems to be the assumption. Either that, or we assume that teeth just don't absorb anything. Good, so that's as far as teeth are concerned. What about braces and retainers and dentures and things of that nature? So there are six different heterim that are quoted by the poskim. Heter number one that they quote is Chuvus Marsham, Chelik Alev Sim Kufza Dizayin. He says that our food is never Yatzaledispo. By the time you put it in your mouth, it's not hot enough to transfer any blios, to transfer any tam, especially since it's only in the mouth for a very short period of time. And that is the Sheet of the Chazanish, as well as quoted in Orchos Rabbeinu, Beis Chav Zayin, and Rav Moshe in Orachaim Chelik Aleph, Simen Hay. The question is whether B'mitzius, that's true, is all the food that we put in our mouth not Yad Soledes? Rabbi Schnall found in the Journal of Food Science reports that surveyed consumers prefer drinking temperatures of hot beverages at a mean value of 140 degrees, including some who chose temperatures in the 170 to 190 range. That's above Yad Soledes. So it's hard to say that everything you put in your mouth is not Yad Soledes. So let's move on to Kula number two. Kula number two, Darkei Tshuvin Simen Pei Tes, quotes from She'ela Shalom in Kuf Tzadi Hei, that false teeth, that dentures, whatever dentures are made of, they're made up of a material that doesn't absorb anything. Similar to the sheet of Rav Rishonim when it comes to glass, it just doesn't absorb any blios. That won't work for braces, which are made out of metal, and retainers, which are made out of plastic, or something like that, and some sort of plastic-metal combination. So that heter is not going to work for everything. It might work for dentures. So then we have a third heter. Third heter is kli shlishi. By the time you put the food in your mouth, it's already not in a kli rishon, and most often not even in a kli sheni anymore. The mouth is already, the braces are already a kli shlishi, and therefore it doesn't have the koach to be boleya or to be polate. However, if you hold like the chumer of the Marshal and Yamshel Shlomo and Chulin Parag Zayin Sim Memdal, it's quoted by the Taz, that a dover gush, something that's a solid food, is always going to be considered a kli rishon, then this won't work as well. The Raman Sim Tov Mem Zayin Sif Gimel also says for Pesach we're machmir and a kli sheni, that we don't rely on the fact that a kli sheni is not boleya and not polate. So that brings us to Kula number four. And this is the main Kula of Shlomo Zalman used, and it's quoted in all of the Shlomo Zalman Sfarim, in his actual Sefer, in the Milcha Shlomo, and in the Halicha Shlomo, and in the Shalmei Moe, you know, all the different Sfarim of Shlomo Zalman, they all quoted the same thing. That Shlomo Zalman writes, and it's in Nishmas Avraham, he quotes it also in Simen Pei Tes, those pages from Shlomo Zalman, that food in a person's mouth is immediately pogum. He says, normally it takes 24 hours for something to become pogum, but in a person's mouth, with the interaction with the saliva, and the chemical reactions that are happening, it's immediately pogum, and it's based on a chasam sofer in chulin kufay and a ksav sofer in his ha'aruz to shulchan aruch yardei simin pei tes, that the saliva and everything else makes it pogum. Rav Shlomo Zalman held that it's so pogum so quickly that you could forget even about a davar charif. You don't have to think about davar charif or anything like that either. It's just automatically pogum. The fifth possible kula, Pischei Tshuvin Simen Kuf Hei, quotes from Chamudei Daniel, that taste only transfers if there's some amount of time that the contact is actually maintained, that it has to be in contact for some period of time, that it can't happen just like in an instant. The Aruch HaShulchan in Kuf Hei Mem Gimel and the Tshuvas Mar Sham that we mentioned before seem to hold this way, and most of the food you put in your mouth is below Yatzaledes. What do we say you put in that's above Yatzaledes? Very hot drinks. Very hot drinks are just, they're just passing through. They're not sitting in your mouth for a very long time. And then Rabbi Schnall quoted another tzad, a sixth Tzad Lahakel, when determining the method of kashering, the Shulchan Aruch says you're supposed to follow Rov Tashmishel. So even though the Raman, the Mishaburas say that we're knowing to be Machmir, that if it once was Tzli, so then you need Liban Chamor and you can't do Agala, but the Ikar Adin is that you can certainly rely on Bishas of Chak, is to follow Rov Tashmishel. And if the Rov Tashmishel of your braces is for food that is not Yad Saladas, so you thought to be Mekel on that. I'm not sure that works though, because it's determining which method of kashering is one thing, but to say that you don't need to kasher at all because Rov Tashmishel was not that way. I don't know if that works. How do we paskin la halacha? So a number of different shittos, the Darkei Tshuva writes, seems to conclude in Pei Tes of Katan Yud Aleph that a person should get three sets of dentures. One for milchig, one for fleishig, one for Pesach, and if he wants to have milchig on Pesach, four sets of dentures, I guess. They say, it's reported, Tzitz Aliyaz in Tes of Mechafei says the Rebbe Rashab had four sets of dentures, and then the Lubavitchers deny it. They say it's not true. That in Otzer Minhage Chabad, they say that it's not true, that he didn't have such a chumrah. In Melamed Lahovel, he writes, all you have to do is clean it out well enough, and that's good enough for Pesach. And the Marsham says that you need Iroi Rotchen for Pesach, certainly for whatever can come out of your mouth. And that's what Rosh Hashanah Zalman recommends as well. He says, really, L'chadchila, best not to eat hot chametz for 24 hours before Pesach, even though Rosh Hashanah Zalman thinks Maker Adin, it's all mutter. And if it's something that can be removed from your mouth, so Iroi Rotchen, to take boiling water and pour it over, is recommended. But whatever's in your mouth, then you rely on the Iker Adin, that everything was pogum to begin with. Okay, everyone should have a wonderful day.
Thank you.